Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I've been privileged to be invited to join the first editorial board of the Human-Animal Bond Research Initiative. This is going to be a free database based at Purdue that will incorporate all of the bond research, both national and international. This is the first time I've ever been in on the ground floor of such an ambitious undertaking. The National Institutes of Health determined quite a few years ago that the best approach is a multidisciplinary one. Unfortunately, as we all know, establishing and protecting the territory is the name of the game. And individual disciplines tend to function like individual territories. They each have their own culture, they each have their own language, and each one of them thinks that theirs is at least superior, if not the only one out there. And so trying to come up with a system that enables all of these different disciplines to communicate is exciting. Fortunately for those of us interested in the human-animal bond, it's been this way from the get-go. I remember the very first bond meeting, now more than 30, maybe even more than 35 years ago. There were almost some knockdown, drag-out fights. I mean, physical fights. People got pretty upset when someone from one discipline would listen to someone else and look at that person and say, "What in the hell are you talking about?" Or someone would say, "Well, that's not the way I describe aggression. That's not my definition." And someone else would pipe up, "Well, how can you possibly say that? Consider the genetic component. What about the physiological component?" But back then the group was small and friendships were formed, friendships that have lasted over the years. And with that came respect and a broadening of views. But even so, even though amongst us we have, you know, a lot of these fuzzy boundaries, databases aren't quite so creative or even intuitive. And one of the jobs of the editorial board is to discuss taxonomy. Now, when I think of taxonomy, I think of it as a biologist would. The old kingdom, phylum, family, genus, species, variety routine. But I also know that that particular taxonomy ain't what it used to be. That taxonomy was based strictly on how an animal looked. It was based on the, if it looks like a duck, talks like a duck, walks like a duck, then it must be a duck type of thinking. But now we have genetic mapping, and it turns out that that duck might be closer to a completely different species than it is to another duck species. And so taxonomy is up in the air. And the kind of taxonomy that a computer would understand, whew. So we had our meeting, and now we're in the stage where we're each thinking about how to set up this taxonomy so that someone can come to the website and the system anticipates any combination of keywords that they would put into a search engine and spits out the articles that would fit their needs. And in the process of thinking about this, I got to thinking about Edward Wilson's book, Consilience. Because he was facing that same problem relative to saving the whole planet and biological diversity. And he actually came up with a four-dimensional system. And his four dimensions were the social sciences, the biological sciences, policy, and ethics. But in his book, he made two points that stuck in my mind. One was that in the real world situations formed spheres or circles that radiated from the intersection of the two lines that separated those four components at that point, but he didn't know what that point was. And the more I've been thinking about it, the more I realize that that point must be the human-animal bond, or the human nature bond, if you will, the human-animal plant bond. When you're looking for concepts, vague unifying concepts, instead of reducing everything to smaller and smaller components, you need something strong. You need something that comes from within. And so because of this, I'm sort of resistant to a tendency to drop the word bond in favor of interaction. I know interaction seems more scientific, seems more professional. And certainly I'm as aggrieved as everybody else the way the media in some quarters and some individuals have cheapened the concept of the bond, presented it in such limited and romantic forms for their own reasons. But that doesn't change what it is and that it's real. So we're stuck with that. That's just something that humans do. That's one of the limitations of human language. That's one of the puzzles. That's one of the challenges that those of us on the Hebri board are going to be facing in the months ahead. I don't know how the taxonomy is going to sugar off. I'm not sure what the final form of the journal will be, but I'm certainly excited about the basic ideas, and I'm looking forward to working with this group in the months ahead.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.